22 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock, and it has been 2 days since Hurricane Matthew hit the island of Haiti. One of the hardest hit areas is in the southwest region. Hugh Locke is the president of the Smallholder Farmers Alliance. That's a nonprofit that helps farmers in Haiti. He's in New York right now and joins me on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I understand you have some members of your team in Haiti. What are you hearing about the conditions there?
Well, the southwest area has been absolutely devastated. There's approximately 80% of all houses have been destroyed. The current crop in agriculture has been totally wiped out in that area. It's a very high production area for bananas in particular, and they've just been decimated.
Can you describe the area a little bit more to us? Because my understanding is it's sort of the breadbasket of Haiti. Is that overstating it?
No, it's not. It's one of the greener areas. But one of the things that's been particularly disturbing is the almost complete loss of livestock. And in Haiti, small-scale farmers, that's smallholder farmers, who generally have 5 acres or less of land, they treat livestock like their bank. And so if they lose their livestock, they've essentially lost their life savings. And so the loss of livestock is absolutely devastating in that region.
So just to clarify, so, I mean, do they live off the livestock, for example, using milk and eggs, or do they sell the livestock? Why is it so important?
Well, it's basically where they put their savings. And so when there's a need in the family, let's say there's a wedding or a funeral or some large expenditure, they sell a cow. You know, so you take that away, and there's absolutely no backup left, because most smallholder farmers in Haiti, there's about 1 million smallholder farms throughout the country, and very few of them have a bank account.
So, I mean, and how prepared were they for this kind of a disaster to hit?
It was a surprise in terms of the scale of it. Everyone understood that there was going to be a direct hit on the south, but they assumed it would be more confined to the coastal area. But it just swept through the whole of the southern peninsula, and the damage was it's just breathtaking, you know. Now, there's also damage throughout the rest of the country, but it's more in terms of rain and wind damage and not loss of life.
Right. I'm wondering, I mean, you mentioned all these smallhold farmers, and I'm wondering how dependent the rest of Haiti is on what gets produced in that southwest region. I mean, I understand individual farmers are devastated, but I wonder what impact that's going to have on the whole island and the food supply.
Well, already food is in short supply throughout the entire country. It's a combination of, you know, the devastation in the south, but then a lot of the secondary roads throughout the country have been damaged, and so food is not moving. That's the number one situation in Haiti right now. Food is not moving into the markets, and what food is in markets is becoming very expensive. So normally the current harvest would come to fruition by the end of December. And so that entire season in the south has been lost, and we're still assessing what percentage of loss we'll find in the rest of the country, but it could be as much as 40%.
Gosh. And this, of course, in a country already recovering, I mean, still recovering from that earthquake.
Still recovering from the earthquake, you know, and this is going to be a big challenge. I mean, in the short term, the needs are water, food, and shelter, but in the long term, the thing that needs to be the priority is rebuilding agriculture, and with a particular emphasis on livestock. But one thing I would urge is that people not support the dumping of food in Haiti after the emergency period.
Meaning?
And what has traditionally happened is that after a disaster in Haiti, well-intentioned countries, including our own, send large amounts of food instead of investing in building up local agriculture. And it's just something to look out for, because, you know, people want to do the right thing, but you don't want to send food for too long a period, because it's just going to mess up, you know, the potential of the country to recover in the long term.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's take each of those. Let's look at short-term help. How can people help in the short term?
Well, I think that there are a number of really good, well-run organizations, most of which tend to be nonprofit groups. and people can go online and search for them. I don't want to, you know, suggest only one. But, you know, make a small donation, you know, $5 or $10 to one of these, you know, well-run local organizations is going to help. I mean, if it's any help, I have put together a list of 12 of the best ones that can, you know, benefit, which I'd be happy to send to you. I don't want to put
No, I think if you send that to us and we can tweet it out, one of the concerns that we often hear from listeners who want to help, they're concerned about where their money is going. And, of course, there are always reports that it doesn't go where it's supposed to go. And I'm heading to news time, so I just want to get a sense from you then. So we'll tweet that out when you send that to me. But long term, what do you suggest for people who want to help more long term?
Well, two things. One, write to your local MP and suggest that the Government of Canada should support the long-term rehabilitation of agriculture in Haiti, specifically with small-scale farmers. That would be number one. And then find a group that's, you know, working out of Canada or internationally that's focused on agriculture. Yes, I have one.
Yes.
But there are several that are really good. You know, Grassroots International, a fantastic organization that I would heartily recommend as the number one group to go to.
Well, listen, it's really interesting talking to you. Thank you so much, Hugh, for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Hugh Locke. He's the president of the Smallholder Farmers Alliance, and he's going to send us that list of 12 organizations that he recommends, and obviously he does say, do your own research, but that help is needed immediately. Over 40% of the food supply, it looks like, is threatened in Haiti as a direct result of that hit by Hurricane Matthew.